Do you walk around with an expression on your face that seems to say that the whole world smells a little bit funny? Second, do you wish those great masses of people would stop questioning your right to determine the public morals and the public policy? Third, do you think that a college education makes you not only intellectually superior, but morally superior as well to those who did not have your opportunity? Fourth, do you think that blue-collar work, like fixing an automobile or driving a truck, is not nearly as dignified or significant as pushing a pencil at a tax-exempt foundation? Fifth, does the very thought of a silent majority fill you with revulsion, while a phrase like power to the people appears to you as the essence of revealed wisdom? Six, does it make you feel warm and snugly protected to read the New York Review of Books? Seven, do you think it's awkward and demeaning for United States senators to have to submit themselves for re-election to a group you call the great unwashed? Eight, do you tune in a presidential speech at the end just so you can get your opinions from the instant analysis? Nine, did you ever go to sleep and dream of J. William Fulbright becoming Secretary of State without waking up screaming? Ten, do you support a constitutional amendment to abolish the office of Vice President of the United States? Now, my friends, if your answer to even two or three of these questions is yes, you may regard yourself as a full-fledged elitist. And you can treat yourself to two seats on the aisle for O Calcutta. But if your answer to these questions is a ringing, indignant no, then welcome to the silent majority.